for your comments in the cabinet, which got back to me.
Which I'm very grateful for. Three, I had a call from Krogan, Bonneville, and he's concerned about you and wanted me to talk with you. And maybe you'll want to talk to him with him or not, I don't know. It's with regard to this Belfort break-in business.
Yeah.
He would like to make an affidavit that will establish that there were no results from that thing so that the Ellsberg trial could go on.
Yeah.
He talked to Richardson yesterday at length about it, told Richardson a lot about the whole leak operation and so forth, and made a clean breast of things.
I told Richardson there was a leak operation.
All right. Bud says he is concerned about two aspects. First of all, Garmin has asked to see him and has asked him to see the FBI. He says he won't see the FBI because the FBI put out my but he has told Garmin he would talk to him. He says that the big problem in this thing is the obstruction of justice aspect of it and the failure of anybody to report it after they heard about it. He says that when he was being prepped for his confirmation, and this is why I needed to talk to you so that you would have these facts. When he was being prepped for his confirmation back in late November or early December, Dean told him that Peterson, Pat Gray, and Earl Silver all had seen those pictures. No, sir. But then he says, Richardson was asking questions like, well, when the president heard about it in March, why didn't he do something? Why didn't he stop the trial? Why didn't he tell the judge? Why didn't he do this or that? Why did he wait till this thing all came out from Dean in April? Krogh told him that he knew that Peterson knew, but he said, I didn't stress the point with him. And I don't know.
Can I tell you what happened?
Sure.
Not only what happened was Peterson informed me of it, and I told him to inform the judge, and he informed the judge.
Okay.
That's the way it happened.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's
true. I want him to tell Richardson that.
All right.
And well, Peterson was so straight. The moment Peterson came in and said, we got this stuff, this picture of this thing, we're going to inform the judge. No. The claims came in.
That would have been that Sunday in April.
No, not the 21st. A little later. It was after that. As soon as they got this picture, then claims came in and we got this picture. He said, look, we got this, we found this in our,
Watergate bomb?
In our Watergate, investigation. Claims will back this up. Well, they mounted back, it's true. Claims came in. First thing I knew about they had
Bud was concerned that you might be caught on wicked in this thing.
That's right. That I knew about the picture, didn't do anything about it. No, sir. Kleinies came in and said to me, he said, Mr. President, we've got this information. Let me see if I can remember exactly what he said. It was over the EOB. This was after March 21st. After March 21st. That's how it got to the judge.
Okay. Well,
and he came to me and said, we've got this, we have this information that has been developed in the Watergate hearing with regard to the fact that there was a break-in to the Ellsberg thing, and the data was, it was a piece of paper. You remember the end of
it?
What was that piece of paper?
Huh? He brought three pieces of paper.
Not the piece of paper about you and John.
No. These were a piece of paper from Peterson to a guy named Maroney and somebody else.
All right. That was the first I knew about. He informed me, and I said, inform the judge immediately. That was my first knowledge, and he used to know that.
Okay. Now, Krogh is in this situation, for your information. He says to me, I want to read this to you exactly so that there's no question about it. I've been trying to figure out a way if I can...
Krogh knows I didn't know about the break-in.
he didn't know one way or the other. He didn't. He doesn't.
You knew about it.
Sir. I knew. Well, see, I knew about it afterward.
Yeah. Nobody around here ever talked about it.
But
there was never a discussion until this damn thing came up. Go ahead.
He says, I'm trying to figure out a way if I could just come forward and say, all right, this is something that was under my responsibility. We did it, and yet it's very difficult for me to know exactly what we did or did not authorize. And because after it was over, as you know, we were so upset. And just said, this is it, no more. It exceeded every instruction or any general guideline we had. But he would like to come forward and be able to say that there were no proceeds from it, no fruits of it.
That's right.
And that's what, well, but you see, I advised him, pursuant to your instructions, as I did Young and others, that this was impressed with a national security
right.
characteristic. So then...
if he says there's no proceeds, they'll say whether proceeds are other things.
Well, no, he just wants leave to talk about that.
All right, he can do that. He can do that. He must do that. There was no proceeds, and it was not called after that. But I want him to call Richardson, if he would, immediately, and to say that Kleindies informed me of this. The first knowledge I have of it was Kleindies for me, and I immediately directed that Kleindies. And Kleindies, well, I didn't direct it. Kleindies says, I think we should tell the judge. And I said, you should tell the judge. And that's when we did it, John. You remember?
Yeah.
That was my first knowledge of the fact that there was a break-in, you know, with a picture and all that sort of thing.
Okay. Dean didn't tell you anything in any of those long conversations that you had with him about this?
I don't know. That might have been.
That was apparently the essence of the Bittman blackmail. And this was the thing Crowe was concerned about, that could
well,
be
no,
see, if Dean
but, but it was only if it was, it's something that I don't recall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's something I don't recall, and it's something that made no impression upon me, and if anything, simply got my own investigation going. You know what I mean?
Right.
Dean told me an awful lot of things.
Okay. The strong point here is that you have Peterson, Gray, and Silver all in possession of knowledge.
Right.
And they did nothing for a long, long time.
Sure.
And so...
But it was brought to my attention by the Attorney General.
Right.
And I proceeded to... Because, as it turned out, I don't know what in the hell to believe what Dean did tell me.
Yeah.
What was true and what was untrue.
Right.
We had to check everything. I mean, particularly on that sort of thing. Yeah, you say you think that's what the blackmail is about?
Yes.
What made you, are you convinced of that?
That's what Dean told me.
Oh, and Dean came out to see you about
right.
the payoff?
On the 20th of March.
Oh, the 20th?
Yes, sir.
The 21st.
No, he came to see me the 20th.
And told you that
Bittman was demanding money for Hunt.
Because?
Or he didn't tell about this break-in.
Oh, but you see, I didn't know about it then. You didn't. I mean, you shouldn't have told me. I mean, because I didn't.
Well, I don't
know. But I don't know whether. But,
You got to see, at that time, I was not reporting to you on this case.
That's right.
Dean was seeing you every day.
That's right. Dean and then the 21st came in with the whole load.
Well, I just wanted to alert you to this. Now, Krogh also asks whether he should resign now or not. He and Young both feel very strongly that they did nothing wrong, that this was a critical national security problem, that their agents exceeded their authority, that it was
essential to gather information. The question will be, did they do anything about discharging their agents?
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah. But Brenniger is very antsy, and Krogh would like to have your decision as to whether he should go now or stay now and go later or stay now and stay later or what. And
I think he should make an affidavit, and I think he should go. I think he's going to get more heat by staying. I think he should say that they exceeded their authority. In other words, he should back your story up totally. Critical national security investigation. That was
was the Wednesday after the Sunday, which made it the 15th, 16th, and the 18th of April.
Or it was 18th of April. After I'd begun the investigation.
Right, well, we were well into it. You talked to the Attorney General and the whole business.
But after I had begun my personal investigation on the 5th,
Now, this was April 18th. This was after the Sunday night over here when you had Dean in and all that.
After March 21st, then.
April 18th.
That was when we talked to them on the phone.
Right. I'm almost sure of that.
But my point is, the moment it was brought to my attention that there was, that the evidence indicated that that was the case, I said, turn it over to the grand jury.
Well, I'll tell you.
Probably should say that.
I'm telling you.
But he said, tell Richardson that. I want Richardson to have no damn doubts about this, whatever.
Now, I'll also tell him to resign. I do want to tell you about one other thing that's happening. I was visited yesterday by the U.S. attorney from New York in that grand jury in the Southern District.
Yeah.
And he interrogated me for about an hour.
Yeah.
About Vesco.
Yeah.
And a great deal has come out about Don Jr. in the process. I had to tell him about my meetings and what Don Jr. asked me to do about Vesco and all this kind
right.
of stuff.
Right, I understand.
So he will be in this thing by the heels, I'm afraid.
Of course.
And he's probably a small potato player. But
me trying to do things. But we never did anything.
Never did. And the record is so clear. I have a written memorandum coming out of the Gazoo on that. And I'm just so in such tight shape on that, I just wish the Watergate thing were in as good shape.
I know.
I have memos all over the place. I have to go up there on Tuesday. I really didn't say anything because it'll be a secret trip. But I'm going to testify to the grand jury there. Bob and I go before the grand jury here tomorrow.
Before the grand jury,
yes, sir.
Or in tomorrow morning.
Morning in the U.S. Attorney's after.
So it wasn't late on the 17th that we and I talked to Peterson?
I believe that, the 18th, I believe. See, it was Friday the 13th that week. And so Sunday was the 15th. Monday 16th, Tuesday 17th, Wednesday 18th. And I believe it was Wednesday you decided to go for the night.
Monday, Wednesday, I went.
You just went up for the night and invited Bob me to come.
Oh, that's after I made my statement.
Right.
That I had taken over the...
Yes.
Investigation.
Yes.
And I called Peterson because he said that... I mean, what was it? Remember?
He said Dean was blackmailing him or something to that effect.
No, not at that point. I think what it was that they were going to call Hunt before the grand jury.
That, you're right. You're right.
And I think we decided that... conversation with the president is a privilege, and I said anything in the national security area is a privilege.
Well, I just wanted to alert you that Richardson and Garmin are in this, and that
would you do this so that it will take get their minds cleared instantly of this for me? I want Crowe to tell Richardson and Garmin that I want him to do anything except about resigning, like today or tomorrow. But what I mean is, I want him to set their minds to rest. And also to point out that this memorandum was, based on that, because basically, you never told me about, I don't recall your ever telling me about these guys, and I may be wrong, see, there's the point. I don't remember your ever telling me about this damn picture. I have some recollection of that picture thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you did tell me about it sometime.
Well,
but that we don't need to worry about it. But did Dean tell me about the picture? Not before the 1st of March, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I mainly wanted to alert you to this and tell you about Crowe's situation. Would you do this? Would you keep him in mind
whenever you think it's appropriate, have somebody give him a call and tell him that you want his resignation. I'll tell him just to tread water till he hears from him.
Let me tell you, you tell him he should resign. I don't want somebody to call and ask him to resign, but if he do it on his own, after, you know, for the end of the week, in other words, I don't want anybody to have to tell him.
Okay.
He made his resignation demand. I'm just saying that he should get this affidavit, but I want him to clear this up with Richardson this afternoon. If he would, would you mind, after I go into this labor management thing, getting a hold of the broker, telling him to call Rick Owen and say that Let me tell you, it's current concern. of having to explain to Elliot Richardson a thing of this sort. And I'd like to have at least the assurance that Krogh has told Richardson as of today.
All right. I will get that word back to you.
And if you would maybe say it on yourself, but he has called him. And he says the information was that on the 15th of April, whatever the date was, that Peterson came and the Attorney General informed him of this, and the President directed that it instantly when it turned up in the Watergate investigation, that as far as the President was concerned, he had no knowledge.
There's one danger about his Dean's whole theory is that he finally got in here and told you things.
Good enough.
They were news to you.
Paul
Ehrlichman has never told you these terrible things. So that's what started this whole thing moving. Now, if he makes a catalog of the things that he says he told you, and this is in them, then Krogh is going to be standing short with Richardson. If he calls him today and says, the first person ever heard of this was on the 15th of
Well, then, Krogh should put it in terms of that he was informed, put it exactly what it was. I don't think that I would have Krogh tell them that maybe he should get into what, was he going to tell them that Peterson was aware of this?
Yes.
November?
Yes. If Dean and Peterson were aware of it.
Dean and Peterson were aware of it. Is that a good thing to do?
Well, it's the only defense he has available to him.
Yes.
As it is mine.
That's right.
Or anybody else around here to know.
But you didn't. I
knew there had been a break-in.
Yeah, but you didn't know in December, November, that Peterson had been told that you were
I knew before that, I believe. Dean told me a long time ago.
That Peterson, that they found this picture?
Yes, sir. See, they found the picture almost immediately.
The only thing I can say is that I had news of this and started and investigated. And I knew that Peterson had it and so forth. And as soon as we had it confirmed that it was a break-in, we passed it on. Now, that has to be the case. Then should the Krogh say not that it was the first thing that the Attorney General brought it to his attention, that they did have this information, and that the President himself directed it to be turned over to the prosecutors as soon as it was brought to his attention?
Well, I'll tell him that.
Could you do that?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
I told the first knowledge that I had to be, couldn't have been before
he'd like to get the... And that's what Krogh would like to do.
Well, I think you should have it. What do you think?
Yeah, he'd like to get that trial back on the rails out there. And the damn FBI distorted my statement to him so badly that that's a scandal all by itself.
Leaving the FBI story this morning?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
That's a scandal all by itself.
Leaving the FBI story this morning?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I dictated, just as the door closed as those two fellows left, I sat down and dictated a two-page memorandum. Of what was asked memorandum, of what was asked and what I responded. And I went into the whole national security posture. I told Bullock, told him about our problems with it. And how we were not getting results, and how we took two fellows who were on the staff, who had investigative background, and assigned them to make a check of Ellsberg on the West Coast. They left all the stuff about the Bureau out. They left all the stuff about the National Security Need out. They made it sound like some kind of a second-story heist.
Peterson knew that. Had repeatedly told Bud and me that Peterson knew all pictures of outfits. And not only that, had pictures.
Krogi's going to be standing short with Richardson. If he makes...
that he's... Because he told you. He calls him today, and this is in them. Says the first person ever heard of this was on the 15th of...
Well, then...
Then Kroger's going to be standing...
So Kroger should put it in terms of...
With Richardson.
That he was...
If he calls him today and says...
Inform, put exactly what it was. Don't...
The first person ever heard of
it. I don't think that I would have Kroger tell them that...
This was on the 15th of...
Well, then... Kroger should put it in terms of... Maybe he should get into what... Was he going to tell them that he was informed... Peterson was aware of this?
Yes.
November.
Yes.
But exactly what it was. I don't think that I would have Kroger tell them...
If Dean...
That
Peterson were aware of
it. Dean and Peterson were aware of it. Maybe he should get into... What was he going to tell them that Peterson was aware of this?
Yes.
November.
Yes.
Is that a good thing to do?
Well, it's the only Dean and Peterson were aware of.
Dean and Peterson were aware of. Is that a good thing to do?
Well, it's the only defense he has available to him.
Yes.
As it is mine. The defense he has available to him.
Yes.
As it is mine.
Or
anybody else around here to know.
But you didn't.
I knew there had been a break-in.
Yeah, but
else around here to know.
But you didn't.
I knew there had been a break-in.
Yeah, but you didn't know in December, November that Peterson had been told that you were released.
I knew before that, I believe.
But you didn't know in December, November, that Peterson had been told that you were released.
I knew before that, I believe. Dean told me a long time ago. Dean told me a long time ago.
That Peterson, that they found this picture.
Yes, sir.
That Peterson, that they found this picture.
Yes, sir. See, they found the picture almost immediately.
The other things,
I don't think they're going to come out.
I don't know what.
Young tells me, at least as far as he flat knows, his everything was in his mind.
What did they do?
They did all kinds of stuff. They did analysis, as far as he knows, They worked up analyses of the Pentagon Papers. They did all sorts of stuff.
I see. So we didn't know what we had.